Unit 14. Reading Passage. Regardless of how fast computers become, there's no such thing as fast enough. New uses are always being found, such as the challenge of sorting through the mountains of data collected by businesses. Unfortunately, the classical computers we currently use are reaching their technological limits. In the meantime, scientists are racing to create an entirely new kind of computer, built around particles at the atomic level. These quantum computers could become one of the 21st century's most important technologies. The heart of a computer is its CPU, a chip containing many transistors. Over the last few decades, advances have allowed us to shrink transistors so millions can be placed on a single chip. But the end of this technology is approaching. At the current rate of development, transistors will reach the size of a single atom by 2020. That's a serious problem, since particles that small do not follow the normal laws of physics. Indeed, an entirely new kind of computer must be designed, based on quantum mechanics. Classical and quantum computers operate in very different ways. In a classical computer, transistors hold one value, 0 or 1, letting them perform one operation at a time. Quantum computers, in contrast, use particles, such as atoms or ions, instead of transistors. These so-called qubits are very special. As strange as it sounds, a qubit can be both 0 and 1 at the same time. This ability lets a qubit perform multiple operations simultaneously. A quantum computer with just a few hundred qubits could perform many simultaneous operations. That would make the machine extremely powerful. What about the feasibility of building such a system? Through most of the 20th century, a majority of work in the field was theoretical. Finally, in 1998, scientists at MIT built the first quantum computer, made up of just 2 atoms. The first 8-qubit system was built in 2005. Then, in 2009, researchers built a computer using artificial qubits. The goal is to create a system with several thousand qubits. Such a machine would be more powerful than today's fastest supercomputers. Quantum computers will have many practical uses. They'll be ideal for searching through large databases. They could also assist doctors in creating personalized medicine for a patient. It's also believed that these systems will crack the world's strongest codes, which are used to protect data, internet transactions, and so on. The good news is, not only are quantum computers superb code crackers, but they can also be used for an entirely new kind of security system. In a quantum system, the data can only be read by the sender and intended receiver. Although the future of quantum computers is promising, major challenges remain. One problem is error correction, which is harder to manage in a quantum system. There are also cooling issues, as some types of quantum computers must be kept incredibly cold. Nevertheless, businesses and governments have high hopes for the technology. Though a 1,000-qubit computer may be decades away, building one is an important goal, which could yield amazing rewards.